This is Akashwani, the news read by Anuja Kumar. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has described the annual Amarnath Yatra as an eternal chapter in the spiritual tradition and cultural unity of the country. He said the divine darshan of Baba Barfani is an unforgettable and deeply auspicious experience in the lives of millions of devotees. He also extended his greetings to devotees undertaking the annual Amarnath Yatra. In a letter written to the pilgrims, the Prime Minister urged the devotees to take 5 resolutions during the pilgrimage. These are maintaining cleanliness, follow safety rules, support local products, gifting a sapling to sibling on Raksha Bandhan, and contribute to a developed India. Prime Minister of Japan, Sanai Takaichi, has departed from India following her highly successful visit. Ms. Takaichi was seen off by Minister of State Dr. Jitendra Singh. During her visit, she attended the 16th India-Japan Annual Summit in New Delhi. In a social media post, External Affairs Ministry said the visit reaffirmed the commitment of both sides to nurture a partnership pivotal to the shared growth and prosperity of both the countries and an anchor for promoting peace, prosperity and stability in the Indo-Pacific and beyond. Prime Minister Narendra Modi and his Japanese counterpart Sanai Takaichi have unequivocally and strongly condemned terrorism and violent extremism in all its forms and manifestations, including cross-border terrorism from Pakistan. Japan's Cabinet Public Relations Officer today highlighted the significance of the traditional Indian greeting, Namaste, after Prime Minister Narendra Modi and Japanese Prime Minister Sanai Takaichi greeted each other with folded hands during the Japanese Prime Minister's visit to India. In a post on social media platform, the Japanese Cabinet Public Relations Officer explained the meaning of the gesture known as Anjali Mudra. Globally, the Namaste gesture is practiced as it represents greeting, humility and gratitude. The Ministry of Information and Broadcasting has directed the Broadcast Audience Research Council, BARC, to stop publishing television ratings across both news and non-news genres until its license is renewed under the Television Ratings Policy 2026. The directive pauses BARC's ratings operations until the ratings body secures license renewal and is certified as fully compliant with the new regulatory framework introduced by the ministry. The government has ordered the removal of the BATBMS, Epoch Eye Iron and Lossigy apps from the Google Play Store and Apple App Store over security concerns. The action followed after allegations that the applications were being used to remotely disable e-vehicles, including e-rickshaws. Sources in the Ministry of Electronics and Information Technology said the decision was taken due to security concerns and the possibility of misuse. India has stepped up its humanitarian assistance to earthquake-hit Venezuela under Operation Amistad. Sharing pictures of the ongoing medical relief efforts on social media, the Ministry of External Affairs said the Army Field Hospital continues to provide medical care to affected communities in Venezuela. The Indian Embassy in Venezuela has said India's humanitarian relief efforts in the South American nation have received widespread acclaim from the public for its professionalism and quality of service. The India Meteorological Department, or IMD, has issued red alert for heavy to very heavy rainfall over Gujarat, Konkan, Goa, Madhya Maharashtra, Odisha and West Madhya Pradesh till tomorrow. It has also predicted thunderstorms accompanied by lightning over Chhattisgarh, East Madhya Pradesh, Uttar Pradesh and Vidarbh. Heavy rain continued in several parts of Maharashtra today, while Mumbai witnessed rain for the 4th consecutive day. The IMD has issued an orange alert for Mumbai for the next 3 days, with more than 150 millimeters of rainfall recorded in parts of the city during the last 24 hours. Our correspondent reports the Brihanmumbai Municipal Corporation has kept its emergency teams on alert. Heavy rain also continued in the Konkan region. Water levels in major rivers have risen. And that is the end of this news bulletin.